कुंजाबिहारी जय गोपी जनबल्लभा ग्रीवाराधारी गोपी जनबल्लभा ग्रीवाराधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रजनंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रजनंदन यमुना तेरा वनतारी यमुना तेरा वनतारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ ग्रीवाराधारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ ग्रीवाराधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तेरा वनतारी यमुना तेरा वनतारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ ग्रीवाराधारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ ग्रीवाराधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तेरा वनतारी यमुना तेरा वनतारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा कुंज बिहारी राधा बिहारी राधे जय राधा रस बिहारी राधा रस बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे जय राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे जय राधा रामन राधा रामन राधे जय राधा विनोद बिहारी राधा विनोद बिहारी राधे जय राधा रदकंत राधा रदकंत राधे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय निताय गौरादि बादादि Jai Gaudari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Gaudari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
जय हम विश्वपाद परमहंस छाया श्रोता सत्य शिशु मछिला ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय हम विश्वपाद परमहंस छाया श्रोता सत्य शिशु मछिला भक्ति सिरंत सरस्वती ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की, श्री रूप श्री सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ जी जीव गोपाल भक्त रस रघुनाथचार्य को स्वयं प्रभु की प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर्श गौड़ भक्त वृंद की, श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपा गोपी गोपीना चाम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवदान की, वृंदावन धाम की, मथुर धाम की, मायापुर धाम की, जगनपुरी धाम की, तुलसी महारानी भक्ति देवी की, गंगा यमुना देवी की, हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की, श्री श्री गौनिताय की, श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की, श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की, गो प्रेम नंदे हरि हरि बोल, समवेत भक्त वृंद की, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Chi Guranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tata jayamudirayet nashtabhayeshtabhadesho nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shlokya bhaktir bhavati naishtikim ete chamsa kalapumsam krishnastu bhagavan sayam indriyari vyaklam lokam mridyante yuge yuge Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam Pranama Dukkha Samanastam Namami Harim Param. We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 33, The Rasa Dance, Text Number 37. Nasuyam Kala Krishnaya Mohitastasya mayaya Manyamana saparshvastan Svansvandaran vrajaukasam Nasoyan kalu krishnasya Mohitastasya mayaya Manyamana saparshvastan Svansvandaran brajaukasaha Nasoyan kalu krishnaya Mohitastasya mayaya Manyamana saparshvastan Svansvandaran brajaukasaha. Nasoyan kalu krishnaya Mohitastasya mayaya Mayamana saparshvastan Svansandaran brajaukasaha Nasoyan kalu krishnaya Mohitastasya mayaya Manyamana sapasastan Svansandaran brajaukasaham Mataji's Nasoyan Kalu Krishnaya Mohitas Tasya Mayaya Manyamana Sapasastan Swansandaran Brajokasaha. Nasoyan Kalu Krishnaya. Mayaya. Manyamana Saparsastan. Swansandaran Brajokasaha. Na anusa asuyan. We are not jealous. Kalu, even Krishnaya, against Krishna, Mohita, bewildered, Tasya, his, Mayaya, by the spiritual potency of illusion, Manyamana, thinking, Swaparshva, at their own sides, Stan, standing, Swansvan, each their own, Daran, wives, Brajaokasahan, the coward man of Braj. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The cowherd man, bewildered by Krishna's illusory potency, thought their wives had remained home at their sides. Thus they did not harbor any jealous feelings against him. Purport. Because the gopis love Krishna exclusively, Yogamaya protected their relationship with the Lord at all times, even though they were married. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes from the Ujjval Nilamani as follows: Maya kalpita tadrik stri shilanenanu suyobhi Najatu Braja Devinam Padibhisa Sangama. The gopis, jealous husbands, consorted with their wives, but with doubles manufactured by Maya. Thus this man never actually had any intimate contact with the divine ladies of Braj. The gopis are the internal energy of the Lord and can never belong to any other living being. Krishna arranged their apparent marriage to other men simply to create the excitement of parakiras, the love between a married woman and her paramour. These activities are absolutely pure because they are the Lord's pastimes. And saintly persons since time immemorial have relished these supreme spiritual events. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamtam Sijivam Saddetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vidanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brijabano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव हरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नासयान कालो कृष्णस्य कृष्णानु कालो कृष्णया मोहित तस्य मायया मन्यमानस परस्वस्तान संसंधारन ब्रजौकसहा. The cowherd, bewildered by Krishna's illusory potency, thought their wives had remained home at their sides. Thus they did not harbor any jealous feelings against him. It's a very beautiful description here of Krishna's wonderful pastimes in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Specifically here, in regards to his loving exchange with the gopis, his most beloved, the most exalted of all the associates of Krishna. The five chapters which are explaining about this rasa dance, known as Rasa Panchadhyayi, starting from the 29th chapter, where Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj, when the Sharad Ritu arrived. So Sharad Ritu is just before autumn. So it is very pleasant time. It is a little warm, but it's not too warm. And especially the evening time, when the full moon is there, Purnima Tithi, then Krishna feels very much inspired to meet the gopis and to perform his wonderful pastimes. So Sukadeva Goswami had explained, Yoga Mayam Upashritaha. To fulfill his purposes, he employed his internal potency. So all the pastimes with his associates are enacted by his eternal potency, Yoga Maya. And as mentioned many times, and in this specific verse also, and the beginning of Ras Lila, the Bhagavan, the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sar Aishwarya Purna Bhagavan, and fulfilling to the highest, or having to the highest extent, these transcendental opulences, most beautiful personality, most strong, possessing all opulences, most famous, and fully renounced. His Atmaram Aptaka. Krishna is self-satisfied at the same time by his eternal potency, and also in order to increase his transcendental pleasure, then his eternal associates are there and he performs wonderful pastimes with all his associates. Of course, not only the gopis, but his parents are there, although he's the source of everything, but he has transcendental parents. His friends are there, servants are there, and all the animals also, and the birds, and even the trees, and the spiritual and the conscious being, Satchidananda Sarup. Even in the material world, when Krishna performs his pastimes, so his eternal associate, they come with him, or they are manifested here. Because we should understand, Krishna is always performing his pastimes in the spiritual realm, Braj, Golok Vrindavan. And when he comes here, the self same form is there, but so is simultaneously manifest in the spiritual world and also in this material world, untouched by the modes of material nature. So Nitya Lilant, so the eternal pastimes are there, and the Naimittika Lila, the pastimes in this world. So some slight difference is there. In Golok, Krishna is never taking birth. He's always 14 years old. Youth, fresh youth. Navayovana, Kishoravastha. And they are eternal associates of Krishna. They are also eternally of a specific age, like the gopis, Srimati Radharani, a little younger than Krishna, Kishori, 1 year younger than Krishna. So when Krishna has come to this world, he performs the pastimes. Naravatlila, just like human beings, it appears. He is taking birth. But it is transcendental birth, transcendental appearance. Therefore we say appearance day of Krishna. And at that time, he appears in a form of a little baby. And then he's growing just like a child. But he's always transcendentally situated. And he's able to perform pastimes at any time, showing his opulences as the Supreme Lord, even as a child. But the eternal associates of Krishna in Braj, due to the influence of the eternal potency, Yoga Maya, they think Krishna to be their son, their friend, their beloved. They will not see that he is the Supreme Lord, although sometimes Krishna is manifesting, especially in this Prakatlila, in these pastimes in this world, he is manifesting some opulence. Very beautiful and wonderful pastimes. So Krishna is performing this pastime with his associates, and so for that purpose, the eternal associates actually, so they are most exalted, and they do not have any selfish desire, like we also know as devotees, because in the material world everyone is engaged in sense gratification, but one has to become free from the enjoying tendency to enjoy ourselves separate from Krishna. Krishna indriya priti, but we should act to satisfy Krishna's senses. And then we know also from the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami has said, Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma navritam anukulina krishna anushiranam bhakti ruttamam. What is uttam bhakti? The most exalted form of devotional service. To do krishna anushiranam, anukul, favorable service as Krishna wants, not as we want. And then anyabhilashita shunyam, free from any selfish interest. But then when we see the pastimes, so the eternal associates of Krishna, they're always free from any selfish interest. They do everything for Krishna's pleasure. Pure love is there. So at the same time, so therefore the acharyas have explained all these things in their literatures, so we can properly understand that although they appear to be just like ordinary women, but they are not, they are extraordinary, they are manifestations of the eternal potency. And for example, in the book Git Govind by Jayadeva Goswami, it is explained also there that it seems to be that the gopis have some selfish interest, they want to enjoy with Krishna. Yes, that, and then they have explained the acharyas that actually, so Krishna wants to enjoy, and so those who are with Krishna, they also must have the desire to enjoy. And then ras will be there, the loving exchange. It is not that Krishna wants to enjoy and they don't have any desire, they are just there without feelings. Oh yes, whatever Krishna wants, that we want to do also, that we will do. So by the internal potency, Yoga Maya, so they have transcendental desires to satisfy Krishna's transcendental senses, and then the ras will be there, the loving exchange. And in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the different loving sentiments are explained of the different devotees and the different relationship with Krishna, the servants, the friends, the parents, and then the gopis. So that is nicely explained, and by studying especially the Nectar of Devotion, then we can be properly situated. In the beginning, always knowing that Krishna is Bhagavan and we are the servant of Krishna. But then in purified consciousness, after having chanted the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and having served the spirit master, and under his direction, performing various services, worshipping the deities, hearing every day about the process of devotional service, about Mahaprabhu's pastimes, about Krishna's wonderful pastimes, then slowly but surely one becomes purified, and then one can understand the subject matter, and then there is a loving exchange with Krishna will be there. So here we are towards the end of the Rasa Panchadhyaya. These chapters are describing the wonderful pastimes with the gopis, specifically the Rasa dance. Krishna, in the evening time, when everybody else is sleeping in Braj, transcendental divine sleep is there, Yoga Nidra. So Krishna is playing the flute. So beautifully, Krishna is most expert in everything. So he's playing very beautifully the flute. And then, so by playing the flute and by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, and of course because the gopis, they're anticipating, they want to meet Krishna. And mostly also, Krishna sends a message to the gopis and telling them where to meet. Or sometimes the gopis may also suggest to Krishna, we want to meet this and this place. So they're waiting, and everyone is waiting till everyone is sleeping. And even in Golok, actually, even in when Krishna's present, so the watchman is there, Chokidar. Like we have Chokidar here also. But especially night time, many times they're sleeping. That's why Prabhupada did the bell. Ringing the bell every hour. And Prabhupada was, of course, as we know, many times he stayed up late or got up early to do his translation of, or giving the purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then one time, so as many times we know, the chokidars are working during the day. Sometimes to make extra money, they work also at night time as chokidar, as watchman. So then what is happening, they're tired and they're sleeping. And they're not ringing the bell. And one time Prabhupada's servant, I believe it was Shutakirti Prabhu, he was there, the servant, he was also sleeping because it was night time, 12 o'clock. But Prabhupada was not sleeping and he called, Shutakirti Prabhu. Yes, yes, Prabhupada. The watchman is sleeping. You go and wake him up. It's 12 o'clock, he didn't ring the bell. So he went there and truly he was sleeping, so he woke him up. And he was ringing the bell 12 times. So even when Krishna performs his pastimes in this world or in Golok, the Chokidar are also sleeping. And then Krishna gets out of his place and then he goes to the meeting place, and the gopis also, and Krishna is playing the flute. So Krishna has arrived earlier and he's playing the flute, and the gopis are hearing and they are going to meet Krishna. So very beautiful descriptions here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, these chapters. And always, again and again, so Sukadeva Goswami and also Parikshit Maharaj, as in these last verses, he asks question because not everyone is immediately qualified to hear about Krishna's pastimes, especially with the gopis. So therefore he is asking this question to Sukadeva Goswami, because he could see that some of the, although there were great saintly persons there, but to come to the highest stage of spiritual realization, one has to perform devotional service for a considerable amount of time, whatever the time frame may be. So for that benefit, he was asking actually question to Sukadeva. How come that Krishna is dancing with these young girls who are actually already married? So without their wives, and that is not really proper. Of course, it is understood, and that Parikshit Maharaj, he was well versed, and he knew actually the answer, but just for the benefit of others who were not completely qualified, he asked the questions. Like many times, we have a discourse here, the speaker is there, and he's saying something, like I'm trying to say something. And then the senior devotees are there, especially the senior devotees, like Panchagoda Prabhu, and then at the end of class, asking a question for the benefit of the audience, and but mostly knows the answer already, but just for the benefit of the audience, then. So in this way, Parikshit Maharaji was asking questions for the benefit of the audience, of those who are not completely qualified to understand the subject matter, just to make it clear that Krishna is Bhagavan, and that the gopis are actually his eternal associates. They are actually expansions of Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani is the pleasure potency, Hiladini Shakti, the embodiment of the transcendental pleasure of the Lord. So under whatever Krishna is doing is perfect and complete, and so under the internal potency and also the associates, and there's not one tinge of material contamination there, also in the gopis' consciousness, of course, and in the loving exchange between Krishna and the gopis. And so here then, in this verse specifically, so it is explained, the cow man bewildered by Krishna's illusory potency. And even here, in a word for word, it is explained, because Maya, so that may be the internal potency or the external potency. There's Yoga Maya, which is the internal potency, and there's Ma Maya, which is the external potency. But even sometimes Ma Maya may also refer to the internal potency. So by the internal potency, the husbands of these gopis, the so-called husbands of the gopis, they were not exactly knowing what's going on. They did not know that Krishna is there in the forest, and that the gopis are going to meet him. And so here also it is explained, na asuyan. They were not jealous because they saw their wives with them. And then, so in the purport, so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is quoted, and he's actually quoting from Ujjval Nilamani by Rupa Goswami. Ujjval Nilamani is actually in regards to the loving exchange or the transcendental emotions of Krishna and the gopis. Because in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the Nectar of Devotion, the five relationships are explained, and the different emotions of the various devotees, associates of Krishna, and the different relationships, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsali, everything is explained for our understanding, so that when we are studying, when we are purified in consciousness, then we can understand the subject matter, and as it is explained by Prabhupada also in the Acharyas, that if we want to enter the pastimes of Krishna in Braj, then we have to study the pastimes of Krishna in Braj, and specifically the different devotees and their relationship with Krishna, like the friends, or even in the ninth chapter where Yashodama's loving exchange with Krishna is explained, specifically in regards to Damodar Lila, when she's trying to bind Krishna. So Prabhupada is explaining there in the purport that those who want to enter into this Vatsalya Ras, the parental affection towards Krishna, so they should carefully study the life of Maria Shoda and her transcendental moods, emotions, and how she's serving Krishna. So by doing that, then we can also understand that the mood of Maria Shoda or those with parental affection can come in our heart, in our heart. So similarly with the gopis also. So therefore they are described by hearing about these pastimes, but then also we have to understand the transcendental emotions. Therefore they are mentioned there, all the details, the different emotions which are there, the transcendental ecstasies that are explained. So we may read and try to understand, and then by performing devotional service, chanting the holy names, and by hearing and again and again and again, especially from the advanced devotee, then slowly but surely we can understand the transcendental subject matter, and then we can actually relish these pastimes, ras. So it is explained that Srimad Bhagavatam is there in Nigama Kalpataro Garitam Palam Sukamukadamrita Devasamitam Bibada Bhagatam Rasamalayam Muro Rasika Bhuvi Babukaha. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. It is the essence of the Vedas. Of the Vedanta Sutra is the essence of the Vedas, and the commentary on the essence of Vedanta Sutra is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the 10th canto, and especially there the first part, which is about Krishna's pastimes in Braj. And then of course for the highest mellow, the conjugal mellow, then the chapters dealing with this Rasa Leela or the Venugit, when the gopis are describing Krishna playing the flute. So that is conducive for them. So, but in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, the transcendental sentiments of the gopis, they are not explained in detail, because not everyone is qualified to enter that subject matter. And therefore he wrote a book, and that is the Ujjval Nilamani, where it is described in great detail for the devotees who are purified in consciousness and who are eligible to hear about Radha Krishna's pastimes in more detail. So they may read this book. One time actually one scholar, the many scholars even in the West, specifically in Germany, who studied the Indology, the books of India, the philosophies of India, and there was one scholar, he had read all the books of the Goswamis, of the six Goswamis. So then he had a conversation with Prabhupada, and then so he understood quite something. But of course even Prabhupada had mentioned sometimes the scholars, they have the knowledge, but they're not engaged in devotional activities, and also still they're engaged in sinful activities like drinking or smoking. Therefore, they cannot completely understand the subject matter. In order to understand and relish the subject matter, one has to follow the rules and regulations, be under the guidance of the spiritual master. Then he can understand, and then he can relish. So for those who are more advanced, so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining, quoting from Ujjval Nilamani, which is about the loving sentiments of the gopis. So he's explaining that the gopis' husbands, so actually it is explained that when the gopis went to meet Krishna, then Yoga Maya, the internal potency, actually manifested duplicate forms of the gopis. So that is explained by Vishwanath here. The disciples of Prabhupada, they gave him just a, in brief, the explanation, but it's a book, Sat Art Darshini by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, also explaining in more detail about the pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto. So that is clearly explaining. So that, these are duplicate gopis who were there with Krishna. But even these duplicate gopis, now they were with the Kaur man. The original ones, gopis, they were with Krishna. But Yoga Maya created duplicate gopis to be with the so-called husbands, so that they were not becoming jealous. So they were not thinking, oh, where are our wives? They went to meet Krishna. No. So duplicate gopis were there. But it is specifically mentioned also that even the so-called husbands, they were not even actually touching these duplicate gopis also. Because they are duplicate gopis of the original, so therefore actually they have no right, and it is not possible for them to have some conjugal relationship with even the duplicate gopis. But they are just there so that they are not becoming jealous of Krishna, this coward man. So by Krishna's internal potency, so it is very complex and many times not so easy to understand. Actually, it is difficult to understand for the layman, but that has to be discussed ultimately. So then in the future we may be able to understand also. And it's just like for purificatory rites are there. For the household, as is mentioned, that somebody is getting married. So there's a ceremony at the time of the marriage Vivad Samskar, and then husband and wife are there, and of course they're chanting the holy names, but and the, which is most purifying, and they're also worshipping the deities, hearing about Krishna. But then specific ceremonies are performed for purification, because in life, in normal life, sometimes one has to deal with materialistic persons and the children, you have to educate the children, and they're playing with sometimes ordinary children. So therefore, in order to be focused, some purificatory rites are there and give some impression, especially to the child, but also to remind the parents to remain focused in the service of Guru, Gauranga, and Krishna. So these are known as samskars, giving some impressions, and it is for purification. Similarly, even though one may be not qualified at present, just like a child, he doesn't know what is going on. There's a ceremony, Vidyaramb, the starting of the, or the haircutting ceremony. Mostly the child, I mean, when they first time cut the hair, he's crying. The boys are crying. Oh, what is going on? He doesn't know what is going on because he's only 3 years old. But it is for his benefit, and the blessings will be there because a puja is performed. So similarly, even though we may not completely comprehend all the details of these pastimes and what's going on, we may not feel qualified, but by hearing submissively, then actually the purification will be there, the impression will be there in the heart, and that will remain. And as one is going on in one's spiritual life, then eventually, then one will be able to properly understand these wonderful pastimes, and then one will be able to relish these wonderful pastimes. So yes, it is mentioned also the Parakya Ras. So, and as we know, in the life between men and women, the Swakya Ras, so the relationship between married man and married woman. Of course, even in the transcendental realm, you can see the Supreme Lord is there, Vishnu or Narayan, and the eternal consort is there, Lakshmi Devi, or even in Dwarka, Krishna is there, Rukmini, the 18,000 wives, and it is understood, so that is known as Swakya Ras, that they belong together. It is just like married life. Since time immemorial, they are together, and they're staying together all the time. And then there's a loving exchange there. So wonderful loving exchange. Of course, even so in regards to Braj, so there it is a little more complex and difficult to understand. But the Acharyas have explained, so the relationship between Krishna and the gopis, that is known as Parakya Ras. Parakya, so Sakya means the activities which are there, which is normal between husband and wife, whereas between Krishna and then the gopis, so because they are not staying together and they are not officially married, and even there is in the past time they were married to other persons, in the past time so-called marriage was there, but it's explained by the Acharyas that actually the marriage of Krishna with the gopi the gopis with the other cow man, that was done when Balaram, he stole Lord Brahma, he stole the cows, and then he also took the gopas, and then Krishna manifested himself as all the gopas and the cows and calves, and at that time Yogamaya told all the Brijabasis, now is the time to get your daughters married to the gopas, and so then all the gopis they got married actually to Krishna. And then somehow or the other, after 1 year, it was just a moment according to Lord Brahma, but in the past time it was 1 year. Then again they came back, the gopas. They were for 1 year, they were not there on this earthly planet, because in a higher realm, so one moment is just like 6 months, usually it is explained, or 1 year. So after 1 year, the gopas, they came back. And then they related the pastime to the family members, which happened 1 year ago, because they were not present for 1 year. So it is very almost inconceivable, but by hearing again and again and by chanting the holy names, meditating, the things become slowly but surely clear. But we have to be a little patient. But eventually everything becomes very clear. Mm. So the gopis are the eternal concerts of Krishna, the manifestation of the internal potency. And so therefore, Krishna is, of course, so because also they are young, so they are just 13, 14 years old, so usually at that time there's no question of marriage also. But of course, in the past time, at the same time, marriage was there, but originally in the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, so that the relationship is there, that is known as Parakya Ras, because they are not officially married, Krishna and the gopis, but they belong to each other, so that we have to understand. And there's so much excitement is there, because they're not staying all the time together. Krishna is in Nanda Bhavan and the gopis in their respective houses. But then they meet every day, especially Radharani and Krishna, they meet every day at Radhakund and the gopis in Radharani's group. So they all meet at noontime. And the night time, the different gopis which are there, they may also meet with Krishna, not only Radharani, but the Vipaksha gopis, the gopis from the rival party, Chandravali and her friends, they sometimes also meet Krishna, and there's a transcendental rivalry there. But it is all pure. So all the emotions are actually coming, even which we see in the material world, ultimately they are existing there in the spiritual realm. But it is pure, and Krishna is always in the center. So there's some transcendental rivalries there, jealousies there in the spiritual realm, but Krishna is in the center, and it is ultimately giving pleasure to Krishna also. And it is enhancing his wonderful pastimes when there's some separation there. So Krishna, of course, Krishna the gopis or the associates, they're never really separated because they think of each other. But then externally, so Krishna sometimes is meeting some other gopis, and then Radharani becomes transcendentally angry. And that will then increase, of course, the loving sentiments are, or the love is there, the sthayi bhava, the permanent access is there, that Krishna is my beloved. And that is deep as the ocean, and that is ever increasing. But then different emotions are coming and going, others also. And sometimes they seem to be overpowering permanent ecstasy. But Srimati Radharani has always love for Krishna. Never, whatever happens also, that love will never diminish. And therefore, in the Shikshashtakam prayers, which we are reciting every day, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the last verse, Ashlishava padaratam pinashtumam adashanam marma hatam kurutuva yathatatava vidatur lampato matprananatastu seva naparaha. So that is actually the mood of Srimati Radharani, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing. And she's saying, so you make to Krishna, oh, you're a lampa dibauchi, even though you may be going to see other women, even you may make me brokenhearted by doing that. You may tremble on me. But whatever it is, you're always the Lord of my life. That will never change. So that will never change. Even when she becomes very angry, still the deep love is there for Krishna. But it is just emotion is there of anger. And then Krishna has to try to break the anger when he's going to meet Srimati Radharani after spending time with Chandravali. And she has, her anger is very strong, and then Krishna has to do something to break that anger. And so that is enhancing the loving exchange between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So that is known as, of course, the separation is there externally, and then again they are meeting. And so when Srimati Radharani is angry, so then Krishna has to break the anger, and by doing that, in various ways, sometimes disguising himself as in a gopi form, sending flowers so he can approach her and offer a garland, and then Radharani understands finally. First she did not know that this Malini, this girl giving some, selling some flowers or garlands, is actually her beloved Krishna. But when they come close, and Radharani, Krishna disguised as a gopi, and giving these garlands, selling garlands, and then when he's putting the garland on Srimati Radharani, then they become very close, and then Radharani, so she is understanding that this is actually my beloved Krishna. And then her transcendental anger is broken also, and they continue with their loving exchange. So by the mercy of the Acharya Srila Prabhupada, we are most fortunate to be here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, where these eternal pastimes are being performed, and we are very fortunate to be able to perform devotional service and chant the holy names and serve the deities. And by doing that, eventually we'll be able to relish these wonderful discussions, so which is actually ultimately the goal of life, is to be fully absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna with his eternal associates, specifically here the gopis, but also with his friends and his mother and father. So that is the goal of life, to be absorbed in that, and then we become fully purified in consciousness, and then we can understand, realize Krishna's beautiful form, then he can manifest in front of us, and then we can realize our transcendental nature and relationship, and then we can also, after giving up this body, we can enter the pastimes of the Lord. So it is a process which we have to follow diligently. First of all, follow the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti, and then slowly but surely enter the realm of spontaneous love, but still always following the rules and regulations, and keeping the feet down on the earth, being down to earth. But at the same time, hand to hand, we should try to be somewhat absorbed also in the internal aspect of Krishna consciousness, that is remembering the pastimes of Krishna and Braj. And then we may advance slowly but surely. But always we have to follow rules and regulations. And as a sadhaka, even the advanced devotees like Raghunath Das Goswami, Prabhupada, they follow the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti, than just to teach the others. And for the sadhakas, so just to remain safe, they have to follow the rules and regulations always. Of course, so the principles are given by Prabhupada of devotional life, but then the details may sometimes change according to time, place, and circumstances, so that we have to see. So it is our good fortune to be here, so we should feel very thankful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us this wonderful temple and these wonderful books, and he trained up so many devotees, and they have continued with translating these books with very nice purpose, by which we can enrich our knowledge, our loving sentiments, and be happy in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, Mataji behind has a question.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years back brought to us Manjari Bhav, And why we are putting so much attention to this Lila? Because we are in Kali Yuga now, and the minds of all people are so polluted. They did not understand the simple, elementary things about these relationships. So why we are putting so much attention to this and wasting our time instead of going directly on the stressing on manjari path and doing very quick and fast progress? That's why we're going very deep on that, our prime duty and topic.
Yes. Okay, yes. Thank you for your question. Actually, we're not so much emphasizing Ras Lila, but it is there in the Bhagavatam, and Sukadeva Goswami speaking to Parikshit Maharaj about Ras Lila. So we're just discussing, and that is only after many, many years we're discussing that. After 15 years, we're discussing that, Ras Lila. And other times also, it's not that we are paying so much attention on that. But actually, the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis are most wonderful and giving most pleasure to Krishna. At the same time, so therefore we are just doing what is explained by the acharyas to read this book, and then the purports also by the acharyas are there, so we are following the process. And regards to Manjari Bhav, yes, actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, but he came as a devotee and to establish the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. And we are emphasizing the most on chanting the holy names. Practically every class, everyone is saying we have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then also we are telling we have to worship the deities and all these things. And only sometimes we explain about the different relationships with Krishna. And then we speak also about the relationship of Mother Yashoda, the friends of Krishna. But ultimately there's more explanation about the gopis because they are the most dear and most exalted. Therefore we're explaining about that. And now, the Manjari Bhav, which you have mentioned, so Mahaprabhu, he didn't only come to give, so he came to give the holy names, which is the Yuga Dharma, but then he also gave the mood, the bhav, which bhav. So specifically he gave Braj Bhav, that means all the bhavs. Because not all the associates of Mahaprabhu are gopis in their form, but the mother and father of Mahaprabhu, Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, they're actually manifestation of Madhya Shoda Nanda Baba. So the Vatsalya Bhav is there also, and the friends of Nityananda is Balaram, and the Dvadash Gopala there, the associates of Nityananda, and their gopas in Braj. So Mahaprabhu, he gave all bhavs actually. Even devotees of Ramchandra were there, like Murari Gupta. And even if a Vaikuntha Bhakta is there, like Mahaprabhu, he can also easily give Vaikuntha Bhav because Narayana is included in Mahaprabhu. But it is specifically mentioned, Anarbita Charim Chirakaya Navatana Kalao Samarpata Uno Nujjola Rasam Savati Shiyam. That specifically he came to give Unad Ujjola Ras. So that Unad Ujjola Ras, so that refers to Madhurya Bhav, the Gopi Bhav. So specifically, because he's Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu. So he wants to give that, because that is Radha Krishna there, and the gopis are there also. But we should understand also the Manjaris. The Manjaris are also gopis. The five kinds of gopis. The Sakis, Pranasakhi, Nityasakhi, Priyasakhi, Parampreshtasakhis. Five kinds of gopis are there. So the Manjaris, they're also gopis. They are the Prana or the Nityasakhis. They're also Sakhis, they're also gopis. So first we have to understand about the different gopis also and the different moods. And then we may understand the Manjaris also. So that is even, so that we cannot evenly tell also about that. So we have to go slowly. So by good fortune you have some understanding. So by then we can also not just explicitly speak about the Manjari Bhav. So we may give sometimes some little hint there, but that has to be cultivated and the qualification has to be there also to understand the Bhav of the Manjaris. which is known as Tat Tat Bhava Ichchamayi, the fully absorbed in serving Srimati Radharani, and therefore they have the mood of simply want to serve Radharani for Krishna's pleasure and bring the divine couple together. So that is a very high topic, and that we can discuss privately. Yeah. So that is not something to be discussed here. That is private. Already we're discussing about the gopis, that is fine enough. But about that we have to speak in private. Okay, just to satisfy your question. Is that okay? Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, that is the last question because it is 9:10 and many people are there and we... Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. I share a little bit of the sentiment of Madhuri.
Yes.
Because, you see, when Prabhupada installed the ladies here,
yes,
he said, you go to Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they will give you everything. And from the prayers of Narottama's Thakur, it's very clear that he says, unless you get some mercy of holy time, there's a confession of understanding the past and the gopis.
Right.
In fact, in the Nityananda Kamala prayers, Narottama Thakur complains of this mentality. He said, people are saying, who is this Nityananda? What can he do for me?
Yes.
And in fact, the result is 3 people stand in front of holy time, 5 people in front of Bishop
Kanam,
150,000 in front of Radesha. I've asked one of some of our ladies, what are you praying for? I want to become a gopi. Yes. Is that the result of our preaching make a mistake? You are supposed to worship the Lord veneration. And the gopis are all manifestations of the internal energy of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
You should emphasize. De-emphasize, but always come back to Lord Chaitanya.
Yes, yes.
Very, very important, otherwise we miss a boat.
Right, yes. Therefore I mentioned also we have to be always... Yes, we have to be as sadhakas we perform our devotional service, and slowly but surely we can enter into the realm of spontaneous love like the gopis have or the manjaris have. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki! Hare Krishna.